Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to Fearless Generations. We're so happy to have you here with us, and we're glad to be together. Also want to just take a moment to contemplate and reflect upon this date of 9/11 and the tragedy that occurred in our country on this date, and just think about all those people that gave their lives and the families that have lived without their loved ones over these years, and just have a moment of contemplation and gratitude for the lives that these people lived, the first responders and all those that this impacted their lives. So that's been on my mind today as we've watched the news and then all of the turmoil and tragedies that are happening because of the hurricanes in Texas and in Florida, and how grateful I am for the safety and comforts that I enjoy as an individual. And so I just want to share my love with people and let them know that I'm thinking about them, and just take a moment to think about that as we talk about the 12th step in our fearless path, which is love. And I think that the love that we share one with another as humanity is really important for the benefit of our planet and the benefit of all of our lives. So just a little serious moment for the beginning of our show as we continue to discuss the principle of love and how love allows us to cease judgment on ourselves and others and allows us to live life to the fullest. So I want to welcome you, Kelly, and we were just talking before we came on. Kelly's oldest son hurt his foot today, and she was in the doctor's office with him part of the day, and just all the excitement that occurs as a mom in this modern world. So we usually like to talk about our week since we talked to you a week ago and how what love has to do with it. So, Kelly, how was your week?
Yeah, well, I had a very interesting day today, a very full day. Normally, we kind of just, me and my youngest two, we kind of just chill in the morning, and then we take a gentleman to work each weekday. So we get up, we do that, we take him to work, and then we chill, and we wait for the kids that go to school to come home. Today we had a much more busier day. We got up early, we went to the store, and then we took our friend to work. And then almost as soon as we got home, we had to go get Daniel. And from school, he hurt his foot jumping into the pool wrong. And so they got to spend the rest a little bit of time with Dad. I'm sure they liked that. And I took Daniel over to the doctor's office, and we were there for a while, and then I had when I got back from that and getting him situated with so he could do his homework, and made him some food, and you know, got him all taken care of. I had a call with one of the coaches in our community about this exciting workshop retreat type thing that I want to create in the new year. So it was a very full day. As soon as I got off with her, I ate a quick bite and got ready for the show. So I feel like I've been going all day, which is not my norm. But it was really good. You know, even though Daniel hurt his foot, it was one-on-one time that we don't normally get. And so that's that was nice. And, you know, I got some time to connect with a friend and really get connected to what I'm passionate about and what I love, and what I want to put together and put out there for people, coming, you know, going forward. And so that was really good. And, so it's been an interesting day. We had a thunderstorm too, or a rainstorm not that long ago. And the kids were outside with my husband playing in the rain. And, it was funny. I was talking to my friend from Pennsylvania where it rains, you know, quite often. I'm like, well, here you go out and play in it because it doesn't happen very often. so that was kind of fun too, to hear them all outside yelling and playing in it. And, but yeah, I mean, that's kind of been how my week's been going, since, you know, just kind of getting really clear on what it is that that supports me, that I want, you know, being willing to go out and ask for it, and to take advantage of opportunities when they present themselves. So that's kind of been my lesson so far for these 2 weeks that we've been talking about love.
Right. Well, this past week, we had an opportunity to have our whole family together on Sunday, which is always that too. It's always a positive thing for me. When we do the Pathways to Change a workshop, which is one of the workshops that Kelly and I do, it's a 2-day workshop. And when we're talking about these same steps that we've been talking about, one of the steps involves setting priorities and how we, you know, we try to take on so many things in our lives. And one of the exercises is holding a bunch of balloons with different areas of your life on it, like health, spirituality, family, work, play, whatever they are. And you keep piling balloons onto the person that's presenting until they have to drop the balloons. And every time we do it, I'm the one that's holding all the balloons. And then the one balloon that always sticks to me with static electricity is family. And so it's happened now several times. And so it's just, I'm strengthened my commitment and my clarity that my family is my number one priority. And so when I have a chance to have them all together, it is such a pleasure for me just to be able to take a deep breath and step back and realize that how blessed I am with this wonderful family that I have. And my one daughter that's moved away to Washington, she called us on the phone, and it was a birthday celebration for the month of September, and her youngest is a September birthday. So all of us sang to her, and it was just so much fun to be able to include them as well. I miss them not being here in physical proximity, but we can still stay connected. So that was real exciting to work towards the week, knowing that we were going to all be together. And then when we went through the steps and we get to the step of surrender along the way, that's when I think I talked about how some members of my family just haven't been around as much, and others haven't gotten along as well. And I've just been able to surrender that to my higher power, which is my Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. And I've been able to surrender that and not worry about it. And this, at least not worry about it to the extent where it shuts me down, and the fear of losing those relationships, you know, freezes me. I still am a mother, so I still am concerned. But my son has all of a sudden come back into my life and been around quite a bit. And so that was a relationship that was really, I hadn't been around him and hadn't seen him for a while. And it was so nice to be able to reconnect with him and just have him to be around. And so it just strengthens my resolve that surrender is such an important step in a life of freedom. And that's not being attached to specific outcomes, but loving unconditionally. And so when you love others unconditionally, you allow them to live their lives and make their choices. And you love them, and you don't have an outcome that you may want something for them, but it's not that you're attached to that outcome or that your love is attached to that outcome being realized. So it's been a good week to contemplate the pathway and all the different steps. So anyway, that's some of the things that I've realized and have come to fruition this week. So it was a good week for me too, and it last night was a great culmination to the week, having the whole family together and celebrating our September birthdays, and just nice when all the cousins can be together and enjoy each other and play together. I love to watch that. I didn't have cousins
mm-hmm.
that lived near to me, or I didn't have that relationship with my aunts and uncles because I didn't have very many of them, and they all lived on the East Coast, the ones that I did have. So there, I really didn't ever have that that fun relationship of cousins. And so I love watching my grandchildren play together and look forward to seeing each other and just really enjoying each other's company. So it was a lovely evening.
Yeah, it was nice. And we actually hadn't had one for a while. So it was almost double nice because we hadn't had a birthday party, our monthly birthday party for, I don't know, a couple months maybe. So it was really nice. And it is really cute how they all play together. And another thing that was yesterday was the National Suicide Prevention Awareness Day. And I think that plays in with no judgment as well. And I think that the more we can talk about our feelings, the more we can talk about who we really are, the more we love ourselves and love those around us with no judgment, that people can freely talk about the darkness in their lives and the thoughts that they have and the feelings that they have without shame, I guess is what I'm trying to say, without shame, without judgment of those thoughts or those feelings as them being bad or wrong or anything like that, but that they're just thoughts and they're just feelings, and that there's people that will listen and there's people that won't judge them and there's people that will love them regardless, and that suicide doesn't have to be what they choose, and or it doesn't have to be what they feel like is their own, is without a choice, that it's something that they have to do, because it's not. And I think that that's a really important message to address as well. It's not necessarily the topic of tonight, even though it fits, but I just think that it's important that we address, that we talk about it, that we make it okay in this society to talk about those kinds of feelings, and that it's not something that we lock someone up because they're having those feelings, or, that we throw them in some type of, facility, but that we help each other and we take care of each other and we tell each other that it's okay to have these thoughts and these feelings and that we're here for one another.
Yeah. Is that, I think it's part of vulnerability, but it's also a huge part of trust, that we can trust mm-hmm. one another enough to feel safe enough to express our deepest thoughts, negative, positive, whatever. So it's a matter of, I think that when we can love people unconditionally and we see ourselves as human beings and a member of this large society of humanity, that we can accept our own our own feelings and then be able to accept others' feelings. But if we can't accept and express our own feelings, it's difficult then to, you know, to trust others with our feelings. So it's I think it's a complex process and one that requires trust and safety in order to do that. And I think humanity, components of humanity are ready to do that. And we have a lot of fear around expressing our vulnerability and our weaknesses and our challenges in order to ask others for help. And that's what we can do is by being open and helping people through coaching and through our show, is that these steps of surrendering and vulnerability and priorities and intention and being accountable and trusting, and that all of these lead to this ability to love ourselves and love one another in a way that we can express those what may have at one time been considered taboo. You know, you don't talk about that. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate your openness and your willingness to share your feelings. You've done it on Facebook and on our show, and you have a blog, and I think a lot of people have been helped because of your willingness to be open.
Well, thank you. I think it's important. I mean, I know that if I have someone that I can share my dark thoughts, or that's what I call them, when I have someone that I can share those things with, then it kind of lessens the burden. And when I have someone that I can talk about my struggles with, I know that it helps me feel less alone. And so I am definitely going to put it out there that I'm willing to listen, and I'm willing to hold your hand. I'm willing to do it, whatever it is, to support you so that you feel that burden lessen and that you feel less alone. Because when you're going through a dark time, it really is just a time, and situations change and emotions change, and things can turn around. And, you know, it's just so sad when someone feels like there's no other way. And
mm-hmm.
I know that feeling. I completely understand that feeling. And I know that it can get better. It doesn't necessarily stay better, but it can get better. And it's not like an everyday of that. And there's definitely people out there and communities out there and doctors and therapists and coaches like us that can support in making better, more good days than bad. And
mm-hmm.
I'm willing to share that story to give any kind of hope to someone, because I know how it feels to need it.
Sure. And at some point in time, probably every human being has been in that position, and being able to love and have compassion for yourself, that you're experiencing something that others experience as well, that other human beings go through, gives you that willingness and that awareness to be that, you know, that hope, that light, that love. I mean, love is a verb,
mm-hmm.
but it's also a way of being. And I think that when we become love, and that's who we are, then we've encompassed all of these steps along the journey to freedom.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just gives us that opportunity to be willing and aware. And the more we practice the steps, the more aware and willing we are to continue to love ourselves and love one another. And
mm-hmm.
so, you know, then we're able to express our passion, and we're able to trust the process, and we're able to live by our intentions and see the possibilities. And so surrender to the present moment and be accountable for all aspects of our life and just have compassion for ourselves and humanity and then connect with one another. And as we do those and practice those and we become more aware and more willing to reach out to others, you know, to see others as humans just like us. And that's what brings the freedom and the peace and the hope that things can change.
Yeah.
You know, and change
and
for the better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I just
I think
that song, you know, all the world needs now is love, sweet love, you know. Right now, that's where the state our world is in. That's what we need is love.
Yeah. I think when we can really love ourselves and, like, really love ourselves and accept ourselves, that fear and judgment have less hold on us. And, you know, when we can really value ourselves, really, really, truly accept ourselves for who we are and what we like and what we don't like and our thoughts and our feelings and our actions and, you know, everything that makes us who we are, when we can really accept all of it and love it, then, you know, we're going to have a better world, a lot less hate. I feel like a lot of the hate in this world right now is coming from people who are scared, I think, themselves. They're scared of who they are, or they're just scared in general of who others are, that they're not, you know, familiar with. And I think when we can really love ourselves, that helps us to really love others. And and I think that as we really practice loving ourselves, that's gonna help us. And I think one way to move to no judgment is to really sit down and look at those things about yourself that you don't like, or those choices that you've made that you're judging yourself about, or maybe a title or a label that you've put on yourself as a judgment. Really look at them. Really evaluate them. Are they really true? Are they really you? Did you really do it? What was your intent? You know, and accept that it is what it is. You know, maybe you did something really stupid in your past, you know, but you're not doing it now. So let it go. You know, accept that that's the choice you made at that time, and move forward. Like Oprah says, when you know better, you do better. Well, I think she got it from Maya Angelou, but when you know better, you do better. So don't judge your 10-year-ago self with what you know now. You didn't know it then. And now that you do know it, you do better. That was a huge thing for me in my growth the last 3 years, is just really just accepting, okay, yeah, I did something that I don't like that I did. But I'm not choosing that now. And I'm choosing to not do it in the future. So it doesn't define who I am today.
Yeah, we were at, I think we talked about a workshop we did at our church and a couple of weeks ago. And one of the gentlemen in our class, you know, we're talking about change and how change is part of the growth process, and that we believe we came to the earth to grow and to learn and to make choices and then make better choices, just like you're talking about. And he brought up the concept of repentance, which in our world is recognizing that you've done something that you don't want to do again and not doing it again. And so that was, I really loved that when he brought that up, because it, again, for me, it tied the temporal and the spiritual together and helped me to internalize that as part of my processing. And so I think that sometimes we don't give ourselves the credit for that, and we judge ourselves, but then we judge others as well. And I feel others, it's part of the whole being judgmental is remembering something someone did 10 years ago and not being willing to see that they've changed. And that causes a lot of heartache and a lot of relationship issues that could be solved by being in that present moment and giving each other the opportunity to grow and to change, you know?
Yeah. Not only giving someone else the ability to show up differently, but giving yourself permission to show up differently.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to continue the relationship the way that it has been all along. You can show up differently as well. You can present yourself differently. You can make different choices in that relationship or in that situation. You don't have to keep showing up the way that they're expecting you to, or the way you think they're expecting you to. You have permission to change as well. And I think that's really powerful.
That is. And that's regardless of how the other person might be judging you, by you recognizing and changing and growing, that they'll see that. And if they don't, then again, that's not your stuff. You move on and progress, and you be whom you want to be and continue that process. Because sometimes maybe people that you care a lot about, they are not at that point yet. They're still trapped in fear and they're frozen and they're unwilling to recognize that growth. And they're going to stay in the past. So that's a relationship that's not going to support you. So you just kind of move on, love them and move on, pray for them and move on, you know. But trying to change someone else's opinion based on what they believe is still the way you are showing up is a fruitless endeavor. You just live your life and you show them by living your life and moving on that you're not that person. And you don't intend to be defined by that.
Yeah. And I think that's a gift you can give someone too, by allowing them to change, allowing them to show up however they're going to show up that day and not have this preconceived notion of who they are going to be. You still have to, you know, have your boundaries or, you know, protect yourself in a certain way, but still allowing them that change. And I think that's one of the great things that, you know, with working with each other, we see how we've changed because we're involved so much with each other's work. We see each other, you know, doing our workshops and on the show and, you know, when we're at Fearless Living events and, you know, we've seen our process. We've seen the growth, we've seen the steps taken, and that's unique, I think, for the two of us. Like, some members in our family don't necessarily get to see, the changes that we've made, and they still try to see us the way that we were. And so I feel like it's a blessing to be so involved in your journey and you involved in mine, because we get to see it, we get to acknowledge it, we get to be, a part of it. And and I think that's really special, because you don't always get that opportunity as a mother-daughter or, you know, either any type of family relationship.
Yep. Pretty awesome.
Yep.
Well, our time is just about gone. So this week we'll continue looking for ways to integrate all of these steps into this final step of love, and how it's like then all of these steps just integrate together, and there's synergy, and you're bouncing around all over the place between all these steps as you internalize each one to recognize how they bring you to the freedom to where you can love oneself, love others, and just, in fact, be love. And so I'm excited for us to continue this discussion for a few more weeks. And It's been a great discussion. Thank you, Kelly, very much. Do you have any last words?
Thank you. Well, just we're coming up on the end of our year, our Fearless Generation year, and we're going to be starting over in October. So keep in mind, what's your focus going to be for next year? We get started early in October, starting to think what our focus is going to be for the next year. Start thinking about what is that new focus going to be for you?
Yeah, awesome. Okay, well, have a great week, and we will meet together with you again next Monday night. And we look forward to that. And be fearless.
Be fearless, everybody.
Good night.